Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that the Beef Council is really excited about a brand new partnership just unveiled with videos with professional basketball player Steven Adams.
We have three videos at this point. One, well, I call it more of a featurette. It's a 3-minute video, and it features Jeremy Kinder as the rancher and taking Steven on a day at the ranch, and there's the barbecue, and there's a pickup game, and there's chores, and then them riding off into the sunset. And we also have two shorter videos that are really more for social media, and it's about, you know, how beef fuels his play, inspires strength through the essential nutrients provided from beef.
And the videos show Steven Adams enjoying his beef.
So be like Steven Adams and smash steaks.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for cattle producers at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, with the cash cattle trade settling steady to a dollar lower at the end of last week, packers and feedlot managers will quickly go back to work collecting inventory levels and new show lists. It's an attempt to spark additional direction after a stagnant month of January. Now, at this point, little direction is expected through the first half of the week, as the majority of trades likely to remain quiet till again Thursday or Friday, most likely Friday. Live cattle futures are expected mixed with limited volume today, as a combination of spillover buying and position taking is expected to develop and potentially set the tone for limited activity through the end of the week. Cash hog trades expected to remain sluggish through most of the morning, with bids steady to a dollar lower. The concern of firm fundamental and technical pressure is adding to the weak cash market moves and could add to overall weaker bids. Most bids are expected to be 50 cents lower as packers start the week and set the tone for the last week of January. On the grains, the wheat markets are higher here early this morning as prices bounced from Friday's stab lower, which saw the 50-day moving average tagged before futures rallied away. News of a vessel in the P&W shipping lineup with a destination of China has wheat traders excited about potential demand moving forward. Canada released export data Friday, and if that is any indicator, China could be expected to buy a fair amount of U.S. hard red spring wheat. Corn prices are beginning the week on a softer note, but well inside the ironclad range of the last 4 months. Neither bulls nor bears are willing to stick their neck out as USDA gets set to reopen and hopefully shed light on the export activity the last month and change. If the USDA reopens and shows China did in fact buy corn along with wheat and soybean, prices should react favorably. And soybeans are also starting the week on an easier note, but the focus is undoubtedly on USDA and how many tons they say the Chinese bought. In addition, traders will be keeping a close eye on the next round of trade beginning January 30th. We're going to check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close on Friday, February live cattle up 70 cents, 126.05. April up 37, 126.85. March feeder cattle down 70, 143.62. April down 65, 144.72. And February hogs down 145 at 58.37. Kansas City wheat, the March was down 2 cents at the close, 509.5. May was down 1.5 at 519.5. Chicago wheat, March down 1.5, 520. May was down 1.5, make that 1.25 at 527. March corn was up 3.25 cents, 380.25. May was up 3.25 cents Friday at 388.75. March soybeans up 9.25 at 925.25. The May was up 9.25 cents at 939. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.